Father, if we would count all our blessings tonight, we could start in our childhood and say thank you for taking care of us, for our being convicted of our sin. Thank you. Drawing us to faith. Thank you. Showing us your Son. Thank you, filling us with your Spirit. Thank you, teaching us doctrine, giving us words. Thank you, protecting us in our trials. Thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Count it all joy when we fall into diverse trials. Wow. Your joy unspeakable, full of glory. Thank you. At your right hand, our pleasures forevermore. Thank you that we have eternal life. Our name is in the book of life. Thank you that you call us by name. John 10:4. Thank you. You'll never leave us or forsake us. You empower us. You are our stay. Psalm 18:18. For filling us with your Spirit. Thank you. Keeping us from evil, thank you. And when we have failed, you have forgiven us, thank you. Many times, 7 times, 70 times in a day, thank you. Your grace abounds, thank you. If sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And Christ is being formed in us, thank you. And one day we will be with you. Dottie Colby went home to be with you today. A dear, dear, precious woman of God. And she's out of her body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We want to see it. We're anticipating it. Thank you. Thank you that you've answered prayers. Thank you. You sent missionaries, not simply one or two, but hundreds to 82 countries. From this particular family, thank you. Orphanages and churches and Bible schools, thank you. For our disciples, you have answered prayer, you have helped, you've given, you've done it, you did it all. You helped and helped us day by day. Thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Praise God. I got to just say that. Thank you, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel like having a good time and praising God. Is Pastor Mark Minicello doing the worship? Okay. We said this morning we can pray for the sick, and there is worship tonight. I think we'll just do our sermon and then end it. And 10 minutes later, if you can stay, then when we're singing, we'll have the pastors down front and with the oil, and we'll pray for the sick and spend an hour or so. You can come and go as you want, and we'll pray for you if you need. Turn to Jeremiah, please, 23. There are three different texts of Scripture. I don't want to be really long, but this is our thought today. This is Jeremiah 23, verse 4. I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. I need to be fed. I need to be fed. Say that, please. I need to be fed. Turn to your neighbor, say it. I need to be fed. I need food. I need to be fed. I need spiritual food. I need to be fed. I need a shepherd. I need a shepherd. Let's say it. Let's say it to these guys. I need a shepherd. Say it over to this group. I need a shepherd. I need a shepherd. I do. I need a shepherd. Remember? Remember I shared that the doctor said to me that I get 2 or 3 requests every day for anti-anxiety medication. And the doctor said to me, this is up in New York, he said, they don't need medication, they need a pastor. That's what he said. He said, they need a pastor. Wow. Well, look at verse 4, please. I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. I get so much help by being here all through the decades. I get so much help. And it's sometimes undefined. I don't know what where the help comes from. A person says, I love you. Another one, invisible, pray for me. A word from the pulpit, that's what I needed. I don't know. The help just is there. Look at verse 4 again. We haven't gone very far. It says, they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. This is God's plan for people. There's nothing greater in the world than this book getting inside of you and me. This book getting inside. Remember Proverbs 22, the famous, well, or is it 24? 24. Verse 3, wisdom, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers, I want to change that word to rooms, same thing. By knowledge shall the rooms be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. What are those riches? But wisdom and knowledge. So let's draw a picture just to keep your focus. Here's a big, wide man. And in him are rooms. Okay. Let's put the rooms there. How many rooms are in your house that wisdom built? Wisdom has built a house and filled the house with rooms. And there's understanding in the rooms. Understanding, precious thoughts that are in the rooms of our soul. Rooms in our souls. You. I know it takes a little bit to hear it and think about it because your mind, you're very good. You have a spiritual mind. So I'm saying this and your mind is, the Holy Spirit is saying something to you. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying helps you. And what I'm saying, you're listening to it, but you got more going on. Because God has given you rooms in your soul. And these rooms are your capacity for details in life. These rooms address details of life. Circumstances, situations. These rooms help you navigate in life. Navigate. Remember this morning I had the Boy Scouts oath put up on the board here to see it? Boy Scouts law. You say, Pastor Shelley, I didn't go to church tonight to go to the Boy Scouts. But that's okay. You'll get over it. Look at the list. Just take a few minutes and just see, look at the list. I think we put up 3 fingers and we made a pledge when we were Boy Scouts. Was it 3? Anybody know? Cub Scouts was 2. Boy Scouts, I'm not sure. Okay. SEAL Team 6, what happened with those? Okay. All right, so where's my point? This is moral. This is moral. That's like on the outside of life. This is about how a young man should learn to be in society as an honest guy, telling the truth and being loyal and faithful with people in the world, in his neighborhood, in his classroom. This is outward. Well, I didn't come to church to hear about the I word. Yes, you did. Not the Boy Scouts, but God's word. But this outward is fine. But I must be born again to have on the inside this pleasure that comes from the truth. That's the Holy Spirit, that it builds up rooms in my soul. When I was a Boy Scout, I could say, wow, that's a great idea, but how long can I do it? And will I do it all the time? Will I do it all the time? What kind of person would I be? I don't know. I couldn't. This wasn't me. But I found not morality. I found God. And God is spirit. And they that worship him in spirit and truth. Here we go. This is what is needed. Now go to Proverbs 6 with me, please. I think, yeah, Proverbs 6 in verse 20 to 25. My son, keep your father's commandment. Forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart. Tie them about your neck. When you go, it shall lead thee. When you sleep, it shall keep thee. When you awaken, it shall talk with thee. I think I've lost some of you, but that's okay. You're doing awesome. But I need you to talk to your neighbor for a second, because that'll wake up some of you. Read verse 22 to your neighbor, would you? Read it slowly. When do you go? How? When you sleep. Now I'll lay me down to... How's it go? Now I'll lay me down to sleep. You guys are better than I am. You got that prayer down. When you go, it shall what? Lead you. What will lead you? Now, it says tie it around your neck. Look at what I have tied around my neck. You know what it says? Tie your word around your neck. And what happens? It's near your heart. And when you go, it will what? Lead you. When you sleep, what? It will keep you. And then when you awake, it will, okay, talking to me. It will talk to me. You see, I was a Boy Scout, but I couldn't get it on the inside because I'm a sinner. And I needed to be born again to find something that would go in my heart and stay in my life in a room that wisdom builds, and not just one room, but all the rooms. How many, I was thinking of it today, how many rooms are in the soul? There might be a trustworthy room, a loyal room, a helpful room, a friendly room, a courteous room, a kind room. I don't want to give the Boy Scouts a lot of credit. I'm not giving them any credit. I'm just stimulating you in your thinking. And by the way, in our public institutions of education, what are they teaching our young people? Are they teaching our young people these words? Are they teaching young people to be honest, to be committed, to be dedicated, to suffer, to make a sacrifice, to be kind, to be courteous? What are they teaching? Oh, thank you. I got, George, you want to preach now? Now, come on up here and take over. I mean, he's ready to preach, isn't he? Okay. All right, now look at this. Look at this text here, chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction. I do think you want to talk to each other for a minute. Would you talk to each other for a minute and just talk, tell your neighbor what Pastor Scheller just talking about, and we'll pick this up here in a minute. Go ahead. I think you'll enjoy it. I think the Holy Spirit will use your neighbor to say something to you. Go ahead. Who built the house? Wisdom built the house, right? Hey, is that house going to collapse? I think Dottie Colby, who went to be with the Lord today, and I met her 40 years ago up in Maine as a servant, the wife of Pastor Colby, and all the Colbys, probably there's half the congregation here is a Colby, a lot of Colbys in our church, and I see Debbie back there, and we're sorry for the loss. She was a great woman. And how old was she, Deb? 93, and with her husband and family up in heaven. Now listen, what about her house that wisdom built inside her soul and filled the rooms with precious treasure of categorical doctrine and truth inside? That house stands today. It's in heaven. It's in her soul. It's not in vain. It's eternal, and it's talking to her still, because, you know, this is the word tied around our neck that's in our heart, and it leads us and keeps us. Now lay me down to sleep, right? And then when I wake up, it's speaking to me, and it's talking to me. And then it's a lamp and a light in verse 23 and then 24 to keep you from the evil woman. I think that's a big verse, isn't it? To keep you from the evil woman. Turn to your neighbor and just say, are you an evil woman? I mean, I'm sorry to say. I mean, it's a good, honest question. Are you? What? Hey. What is an what does that mean? Do you know, I know the women know this, but I want to go on record, that a woman is so powerful, that a woman has so much influence, she can do a lot because she's a woman, and men are attracted to women, and a woman, and a man, and is so strong at what can do, what can happen. If there's no rooms in my soul that are built up so that I have in my heart something so I can resist the evil woman. But the evil woman is like a portrayal. She's like a symbol. I have the most powerful temptation. Adam in the garden was brought to decide with his wife. He said, I can walk with God or I can go with Eve. I'm going to go with Eve. And he took the fruit and he knew it with his eyes wide open. Jesus in the same situation. That I can go with my father or the world or myself or my way or my, and so on. But he resisted every temptation in Hebrews chapter 5. He obeyed in verse 9, and so do you. You and I obey, and we find the blessing. Look at verse 24. To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a foreign woman or a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty, verse 25, in your hearts. Where? In your heart. Where do you cut it off? In the heart. in the heart. A man, it's like, because why? Because I have this tied around my neck. I'm saying this to make a point for the power of the internalization of truth that happens with us as believers. And I believe that the Spirit of God in our church is building us up with rooms so that we can handle what is coming down the road, what is coming our way, that we are able to handle it. I believe that we're able to handle it. I do. I just want to say that a few times. I believe that we are able to handle it in these days that we are living. I just believe we're able to handle it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Whatever temptation we have, God gives us a way of escape. That we're able to find love. We're able to find faith. We find wisdom. We find satisfaction. We find holiness. We find joy. We find it. I am able. I just believe that God's will is for us to be satisfied in God. I believe that in my heart. So the last part is back at Jeremiah 23, almost finished. Turn to Jeremiah 23. I want to show you something strange that you come to church to hear. Something never read before in the Bible. Jeremiah 23, in verse 25. Again, I got that feeling. Are you listening? Are you with me? I think you are, but are you? You know how hard it is to preach? It's impossible. No, I'm joking. It's easy. Hey, Randy told me that two people had gone to him and said, I heard from reliable sources that Pastor Schaller is planning on retiring. What do you know? And Pastor Randy asked me that yesterday when we're cycling in Washington, D.C. And I said, I don't know what they're talking about. I never said it, never talked about it. I don't think about it. I don't know. Do you want me to retire? I don't know. You're praying that I'll retire? I don't know what you worried about that. I don't know. Why are you want a scandal? I'll give you one. Call me up. I'll give you one. No, what do you, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. God bless you. All of you. Okay, so I don't plan on it. You're trying to get rid of me? Come on. Okay. What? Okay, let's go. Chapter 23, verse 25. I have heard what the prophet said, that prophecy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Now remember, he said, I will give you shepherds, and they will feed the flock. But now he's saying, I have prophets, and they lie. And they're speaking from their own heart. They're speaking from their own heart. Well, I thought that God gave us this room here. And he fills the rooms. And he fills the rooms. But apparently there are prophets, and these in our culture are the leaders. They are professors. They are politicians. They are newsmakers. They are film producers. They are TV network managers. They are editorialists. They are newspaper owners. They are the prophets of our day. And they prophesy lies. They fill the world with lies. They are a beautiful woman, a strange woman that seduced the hearts of people. And the hearts are drawn to the lies. Let's read it. He goes for a number of verses here. It says, they think to cause, verse 27, my people to forget my name by their dreams. Could we stay there for a second? They cause my people to forget my name. Wow, that's a message. They cause my people to forget my name. Wow. The name of God. The amazing name of God. If we got a little bit of the name of God, we'd be on our face as worshiping God. But they have filled the people's hearts with dreams and stories and tales and perversions and seductions. They have filled the people, the emptiness of the heart of man, the foolishness of man, and he's empty in his heart, and he fills his heart with things that don't profit him at all. My iPhone sometimes, you know, it dings, 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 you know, and I'm like studying or praying. Today I got this whole thing. I took it and just slid it across the floor. Just went, phew, bounced off the wall. And I didn't hear it anymore. I mean, the distractions are amazing. When God has called us to be invested in, that we would get an investment that would go into our heart and build us up with rooms in our soul, and those rooms would be filled with something precious, the name of God, the way of God, the grace of God, the truth of God, the nature of God. Let's finish it. It goes like this. He said, verse 27, they forget my name by their dreams as they tell every man to his neighbor as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Let them live in their foolishness. It's meaningless. But my, how did he call him? He said, but my, but he that speaks my word faithfully. Is not my word like a fire? Like a hammer, verse 29. I am against the prophets, verse 30, that steal my words, every one from his. Behold, I am against the prophets that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them. Anyway, that's the end right there. That's a great portion, and I'll just leave it at that. I hope it helped you and edified you. I believe that all the time that we spend in memorizing this and speaking it and thinking about it and using it and worshiping God, and God is faithful to give us his name. And when his name is in you, his name is talking to you, keeping you. His name is leading you. When that seduction comes in the movie theater, that seduction comes at work, that seduction happens in life, it's all around us. It's all around us. When this happens in our lives, we can say, I don't know. I don't have that connection with that thing. I'm not that interested. It's not that tempting to me. I can walk away from it. No, I don't care so much about it. I can get rid of it. I can throw it out the window. I can get rid of the thing in my heart. It's not going to stick with me. I don't know why, but I know why, but I'm just saying not because of us, but because of the investment of God in your life. It is true. It is true. It is true. How can a young man cleanse his way? But by giving heed to this. It's the most, this book is the one most sold and the one most ignored. It's the one most hard to understand, but the one that this book is a mystery because it takes God not only to open it up, but to keep opening it up and keep reading it and keep thinking and it growing and building rooms in our soul. I wonder how many rooms can be built in our soul. Maybe even thousands of rooms could be built in our soul over a period of time. I do not know, but I just want to glorify God tonight in saying that and say, Father, I believe you'll take care of every one of us and that we can finish our race and have our house built by wisdom and these rooms kind of be our living place. You know, I want to go into that room and sit down for a while. And I go into that room and I'll go down in the cellar and be down there for a while. You know how you can be in your house and go from room to room, and you can say, you know, this is a beautiful place, and this is a room where I can camp out. This is where I get a reflection. This is where I get a message. This is where I get I have an understanding. This is where the name of God is. God is in my soul, and he's building me up with rooms in my soul so that Lake Dottie Colby and every one of us, we will die well. We will have a good day. Church is like not only to get us through our temptations and carry us through in old age, but we're able to say, I am done. I am finished. I don't have any regrets. I don't think regret. I think God and his grace and his truth, and I'm not ashamed. Guys, it was not a vain thing for me to spend a little time on a Sunday night and get some kind of investment in my heart from a shepherd that God gives so that we will not fear and not be dismayed and not be lacking. That's God, God's gift to us. Amen. Would you pray with me? Wow, it's beautiful. Before we close in prayer, would you just talk to your neighbor and just say that was a good message? What did he say? That was a good message. What did he say? What? I know my mic is on. Keep it on because I want the conversation to go on the internet. No, go ahead. What's that? Okay. Pastor Mark, are you going to get ready? Come on up and just sit over here. Would you pray with me now? Yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Father, you know you have sent us here into the city of Baltimore to be part of the solution for people that are dismayed, people that are afraid, and people that are lacking. We don't have money to give to people. Every once in a while, of course, we help our sisters and brothers. We help them with finances sometimes. But our mission isn't money. Our mission is the Word. And it's love from a pure heart by God's grace. You have sent us here to build each other up in the faith and to be a family and to have rooms in our soul filled with precious things. We can feel it with each other and sense it. Thank you for that. If someone listening hasn't started your journey of faith, do it tonight. Come to Jesus tonight by faith. Say, Jesus, I come to you. I believe in you. Save me. When you're saved, your sins are forgiven, you are regenerated, and you have a house now in your soul, and God will fill it. He will fill you with the Spirit. He'll show you His Son. He'll open the Bible to you. He'll show you the body of Christ. He'll show you faith. He'll show you prayer. He'll show you how to praise Him and walk by faith every day. Drive the car with a spirit of love and faith and joy. And when you fail, you confess it to Him and He forgives you and you carry on. Say to Jesus, I believe. Anyone here, not at all in the auditorium, anyone? Just raise your hand. If you're asking Jesus this morning, there were two. Anyone tonight, start your faith. Start your life off in faith. New birth. There's a hand over here. Thank you. God bless you.